When did you buy the house, by the way? Just for people who aren't aware of it, just give us the backstory.
Well, the backstory of the house, we bought the house of just an estate agent in 2006. We lived in the house for 3 years. Then we found out through costs spent and digging around the foundation of the house that it was illegally built over a sewer. The house has collapsed into the sewer, and the rats have basically taken from the front to the back of the house over. So we had to actually just move out of the home. House being struck off and acquiring just mounting bills after one after the other.
Dear, oh dear. So is the house not occupied now, apart from the ratties?
No, there's no one allowed into the home at the moment.
Because of the collapse?
Because of the collapse and the vermin and the disease that the vermin carry. But we're unable to. We've been waiting for 6 years for waiting for a court date. It has arrived after Christmas. We thought we actually got a bit of good news. And we've now just been told by the solicitor that he can't attend the court unless he gets just short of £20,000.
Dear, oh dear. Well, Paul, I don't obviously have all the details. You will have everything at your fingertips, but I don't have the solicitor's opinion. I don't have the opinion of the estate agent. But it must have been so distressing for you to have bought the absolute ultimate pig in a poke.
It's, and they find out, just when you go down through the legal proceedings, that everyone, every professional that you put your faith in, can get out of the loopholes that they actually have wrote into every way possible to get out of. Solicitors didn't do their searches, can't be taken to court. The council who signed the house off that says it was mortgageable, you cannot take them to court in any form. We actually tried and actually were fined. We had to pay them for their time.
And are you still paying the mortgage on this house?
We have to pay that mortgage. We haven't missed the mortgage payment on that house for the last 6 years, and we've lived in it for just about 2.5 years.
Dear Paul, that is heartbreaking. It absolutely is heartbreaking. And no progress being made. You thought there was some, but now the legal bills are going to be too high for you. Is that right?
It's basically worked out. The legal bills is actually, it's just because we had to actually pay for the mortgage of the home and basically paid for a house for us to live in. Now we've moved nearly once a year in the private rentals all around County Andermary. It's just the upheaval from family life and my daughter. And everybody just either knows the house is a rat house or knows you as a rat person or my child, stuff like that. Isn't very nice.
Oh dear, so the people are almost making fun of the situation as well. That is pathetic. So the light at the end of the tunnel, you've spoken to advisors, you've spoken to Citizens Advice, all these people?
Over the 6 year period we've spoke to every person possible, and it's just one mountain bill after the other, and it just continues to never ends till we get to the stage now that we're actually fighting against our own solicitor, who's supposed to be working on your behalf, and to just send out that email just after Christmas there. First of all, that we had a court date, and secondly, they couldn't attend the court date. So after waiting the 6 years to speak to a judge or anyone who can make a decision on, basically me and my partner going into an estate agent, buying a home that we thought was fine, putting faith into the professionals who do their job and searches, and which, firstly, the house had never been able to be mortgageable, because if the person done the first search on the house would have clearly seen on the map that it was built over a sewer with no permission, which NIE can call at any time and destroy the house, and then again give me the bill for it.
So, do you have at the moment a bill with your solicitor? Is that why he's making life difficult for you? Have you run up a bill with him that you haven't paid?
Yes, well, basically, he sent out that the legal costs for the bill for barristers, senior barristers and council is just £20,000.
Is that something you owe him, or is that something that would be a bill for the future?
No, even if I have the house took off me, if I stop paying the house, which would make me and my partner blacklisted, I would still owe that solicitor that amount of money.
But do you owe the solicitor that amount of money at the moment?
Yes, I owe that solicitor that amount of money at the moment.
Gosh, Paul, you are having a wretched time, if you don't mind me saying. I haven't got all the information. I don't have any other point of view or argument on this. But for someone to have built a house over a sewer, to have had permission to build a house over a sewer, for the house to collapse, for vermin to infest the house, for the legal owner of the house to have to vacate the premises, and no one able to assist. It's a very, very poor reflection. Your MP, your MLA, your councillor, no one able to do anything for you?
We have attended nearly every MLA and councillor at Carrickfergus area. And on one occasion, I was told to leave the office of the one in West Street in Carrickfergus because of he actually sat on the board of the council and was unable to take any information off me because he worked for the council. Because he sat on the council, he was advised by his solicitors that because it was an ongoing case, which we have heard for years, that he could not take any information off me.
Have you spoken to investigative journalists, some of these people who do documentaries? I know it's been a news story, but that's a full half-hour programme that you're describing there.
Well, if there's anybody listening to your show that could advise me on anything that I have overlooked, any professional that actually does listen to your show, any help whatsoever would be muchly appreciated from me and my family.
Paul, I'll put it out there. I'm absolutely not in a position to assist because I don't understand the nooks and crannies of your dilemma. But yeah, to an ordinary working man like myself, looking in on it, it seems like a personal dilemma that no one would like to have. The pressure you must be under psychologically and financially is beyond belief. And hopefully there will be someone listening who could get in touch with us, who would sit down with you and say, listen, let's have a long, lingering look at it. I'm sorry to hear that you're in such a dilemma, Paul, and appreciate you raising it with us.
Thank you very much for listening. If anybody can help, appreciate the call. You have my number there. I don't mind if you give my number out to any professional to call. It would be much appreciated.
Okay. Listen, if you are an expert in that field and you'd like to talk to Paul, because there may be more to it, there may be another side to the argument that I don't have at this present minute. But my goodness me, if it is as stark as that is dilemma with capital.